You know, guys, we're doing a series called Living Beneath the Surface. Really, it's an examination of Paul's letter to the Philippians. So we're more than halfway now. We're in chapter 3, and we've been looking at what it is to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you, as we get now into chapter 3, he's going to be a little bit more specific about what you need to know for your relationship with Jesus. Now you say, George, okay, great, wonderful, that's what Philippians is about. What does that have to do with me living on the surface? Well, here's the thing. Well, here's what I've noticed because I've been there. For most of us, Christianity, and I can say this because this is where I was at. I grew up with slogans like, it's all about Sunday, stupid. But that's not Christianity. Christianity is not all about the Sunday service that we attend. But for a lot of us, it is. It's as far as the Christianity that we embrace, as far as what we expect something from, it's all about 1 hour on Sunday morning, or 2 hours, or 2.5 hours, no matter how long we're here. And that's it. And then maybe the few moments that we pray throughout the week, like right before we have our meal, or if we're in the midst of a crisis and God help me. And that's it for Christianity, and we're okay with that. What scares me is that we're okay with that. What scares me is that one time I myself was okay with that kind of Christianity. Not having any expectation of anything except that I needed to go to church, needed to carry the right Bible, needed to tithe, and I'll be back next Sunday. Unless something else comes up, of course. Right? But that's not Christianity. In fact, let me go ahead and say this to you right now. That's not what Jesus died on a cross for. I mean, think about that for a moment. How we make our religious lives so boring is not why Jesus gave himself on the cross to die a cruel death so that you could have forgiveness to be bored the rest of your life. But that's what we think. But there is something so much more to the Christian life. But there's the problem. The problem is we all dwell on the surface, and something keeps us on the surface, and God wants us to go deeper. God wants us to go deeper in our relationships with Jesus. So let me tell you what keeps us on the surface. You may want to write this down. Here's what keeps you on the surface. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride keeps you on the surface. I want you to hear me. Pride. Because what keeps you on the surface is your thoughts about yourself and how you think you're doing. It's your thoughts about yourself and how you think you're doing that keeps you on the surface. That's what keeps you thinking that this level of lifeless interaction with God is okay, and you really don't want to get beneath the surface because you've told yourself, and this is a prideful thought, I don't want to be weird. Because we have in our mind that being spiritual as God wants us to be, being beneath the surface, is weird. I'm going to become a